Making news this morning, Pope Francis has died today at the age of 88, the Vatican announced. History's first Latin American pontiff, who charmed the world with his humility and concern for the poor, but, alienated conservatives with critiques of capitalism and climate change. Pope Francis has passed away at the age of 88. Suffered from chronic lung disease, had part of one lung removed as a young man. He was admitted to the hospital February 14th, earlier this year. 5 weeks in the hospital. Longest hospitalization of his 12-year papacy, and has passed away today. That being announced by the Vatican. Buffalo's Polish community and anybody that likes to have a good time celebrates today. Wear red. It is Dingus Day. Yes, it's going to be a little bit wet. I see that stopping the crowds. Zero.
Yeah,
I see a little bit of rain.
Be
fine.
Zero problem with going out. Sure. Good news is, Jan, not snowing. So there is the plus for today. Parades.
Some Krupnik and Tyski.
Polkas. Fun for the whole family. Some places you can go. So there is the Corpus Christi Church. They're doing fun stuff during the day. They get things rolling. Holy Mass at 11 a.m. Then the bowling alley opens at noon. Free activities for the kids to play and fun stuff like that with people being off today. Schools for Buffalo don't go back till tomorrow. So if you are one of the older kids that wants to play, things get going around noontime today. Gates open noon. Parkside Avenue Brass Band will be performing noon to 4:30 in the back hall. That's if you're thinking about where to go as far as the library in and around that area. So as far as the street party, that gets going with the parade, with the fun, with the everything around 4 o'clock.
Shout out to everybody walking the parade today. I know it's an honor and a big deal to celebrate your Polish heritage, and for everybody else walking in the parade, just because it's like a walking party. Shout out to you, too, for being a little bit Polish today.
Yeah.
Dingus Day. Yeah.
Let's try and walk that straight line on the parade.
Sure.
That's all I'm saying. Good luck with that. This is fun for Major League Baseball. Shohei Ohtani, who first off surprised everyone by having a wife, but then welcomed their first baby. Big star from the LA Dodgers and his wife, now parents. Dodger star player's wife has given birth to their first baby, and it is a girl. They've not revealed the baby's name, but he surprised everyone. He's like, oh, yeah, no, I got a wife in Japan. Yeah, and everything's good. Got married.
Wow.
Yeah, and she is a basketball player. Kristen Stewart announcing that she got married. Intimate ceremony in Los Angeles to Dylan Meyer. This happened yesterday, over 3 years after she announced her engagement to Dylan, who's a screenwriter. I got married 420 in L.A. yesterday. And finally, this morning, Spinner is number one at the box office. That's the movie that has Hailee Steinfeld in it. Michael B. Jordan stars. It's a supernatural vampire movie. You know how those goes.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, number one at the box office, taking a lot of money. $45.6 million right under it. Another week for Minecraft to do big numbers, $41.3 million.
Wait, stop with the videos of Michael B. Jordan and Hailee. Stop. Oh, Josh must be jealous. They look in love. They're this. No, they're actors, people. Okay,
they're
actors.
Fine.
They're fine. Get off it. Let it go. Don't tweak my quarterback because I'll...
Yeah, Weez, you tell him.
Someone's taking it personally.
I am taking... Don't mess with my quarterback, fiance.
Yeah, I love that. You're standing up.
Nice.
Yeah.
Exactly. So I had to look it all weekend.
Uh-huh.
I don't know.
I was amazed, though. I thought it was a pretty big deal that Sinners beat out, what's it, that movie?
Minecraft.
Minecraft.
Yeah, I thought Minecraft for sure would be number one again.
I thought that was awesome.
Yeah, so Sinners number one, 45.6 mil at the box office. That's it for your news and views. Time right now, 627.